was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switch and bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
And also what it did, and this is what he really opposed, and if you remember the contentiousness we got into him in his office, was that it would hold the bureaucrats accountable by penalty of law.
That's
if
right.
They lied or if they withheld information.
That's right.
And he fought tooth and nail to protect those bureaucrats.
Yes.
Because they were protecting him.
I could never understand that. Why would we, if someone was guilty of withholding information that would help us to solve the mystery of what happened to an MIA and did it deliberately, why would we not want to prosecute that person? So I could never understand it. I thought the language was written. I know Bob Dornan had a hand in it. I thought the language was written very well. I supported it, fought for it hard in the U.S. Senate and mostly on the Armed Services Committee where we debated it. But it was watered down to basically where it was almost worthless.
Now, one of the things that happened with that bill is that we were submarined. The House side, we passed it with no, I don't believe anybody opposed it. It was a pretty much unanimous vote.
401-0 on the House, with every single Republican who is serving sponsoring it, and about a third of the Democrats.
But on the Senate side, we had one person standing in the way of getting in positions that would have been very tough on government bureaucrats who didn't tell the truth. And that one person was Senator John McCain.
John McCain and John Kerry both were not pursuing this with the same approach that I was.
He insisted that no committee be set up unless he was chairman. Obviously, his intent was to kill everything.
Okay, I appreciate you inviting me here, but what I don't understand is this: you're supposed to have a committee of 12.
All my congressmen from Connecticut walked out. All the senators were on that panel. They all walked away. McCain took off. Kerry took off. All that evidence was coming out in Korea, because they knew that if they came and listened to the truth, they'd have to keep the hearings open.
They didn't want any information. So they weren't interested in doing anything with the information other than trying to discredit it.
North Korea did not return a large number of American servicemen at the end of the war, and that some of the men left behind were sent to communist China and to the Soviet Union. Internal documents and statements made at the time also show that our government believed that men were still alive in captivity, and until only a few months ago has kept that reality from the American people. It has covered up what it knew through a pattern of denial, misleading statements, in some cases lies, and by doing so with regard to the Korean conflict, it broke its commitment with the people who put on the uniform to fight for the freedoms and protection that we and our allies enjoy today.
What I found interesting was that, coincidental to Kerry running the committee, Vietnam gave to Kerry's family sole rights for the negotiation of all real estate issues within Vietnam.
Well, isn't that interesting? I swear. It never ceases to amaze me. Anyway, we have a couple callers on the line there. Mike in South Carolina. Mike, you're on.
Well, Tom, you're stirring it up again, aren't you?
Well, that's my job.
Well, you're doing a great job with it, I guarantee you that.
Well, thank you, sir. I owe it to a lot of men who were left behind, who I have not forgotten.
That's why I was calling in. I had three things on my mind to get off my mind, and that was that if you go to the July Donald Trump speech, the man right before him was John LaFontaine, I think is what it was. It's close. Mm-hmm. The former congressman from the Bronx back in 81 to 83.
Mm-hmm.
And in his speech, which floored me, he said that he explained how we got out of Vietnam, that we promised the North Vietnamese that we would, we had about 1,200 plus POWs, and that we would pay $4.5 billion in reparations. Mm-hmm. Well, the North Vietnamese said, okay, we'll do it. We'll give you half now and half when you pass. Mm-hmm. So 600 of the 1,200 and some odd came home, leaving another 600 there, and we never paid the reparations. You might want to ask Henry Kissinger if he had much to do with that, okay?
Piece
of garbage that he had to be shot.
Have you ever seen that Smokey and the Bandit movie where when the sheriff hears Smokey's, the bandit's name, he has to sit there and go, and lower his blood pressure? When you say Kissinger's name, that's the same kind of effect it has on me.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Stalag 13, where it says, I see nothing.
I see nothing, nothing.
I know nothing. Okay, getting back to the 600 that were left behind. John, in his speech right before Trump made his speech, said that there were 250 of them that were still alive, that were still there.
Mm.
And boy, talk about the hairs on the back of my neck coming up. No. I think these treasonous bastards, by the way, people like Henry Kissinger, John McCain, John Kerry, these people are all Jewish. They should be not allowed in our politics whatsoever. None of them in there at all.
Well, I look at that the same way as I look at any foreign law and any immigrant coming in this country and has come into this country. If you espouse or embrace an ideology that plots world domination or the overthrow of what would be constitutional principles, you should not be allowed to be a citizen, let alone to serve in government or any other thing. And that includes Talmudic law. That includes Sharia law. I don't discriminate. See, here's the thing. I've been called a lot of names. You know the names that we're called for standing up against the Talmud. But I don't discriminate. I see people that are just going anti-Islam. And I go, wait a minute. I got a problem with Sharia. The same problem that I have with Sharia, I have with Talmudic law. It's no different.
Let me ask you a question. What's wrong with being anti-Semitic? I'm also anti-bear as in grizzly, anti-snake as in poisonous, anti-jaws as in shark. What's wrong with being anti-Semitic? You can smell them and you can see them coming. And that's protection. That's what reminds me. I'm anti-Semitic. I can spot you coming a mile away. And when you get near to me, I can smell you there, too. These people are obvious. This is a tribe that needs to be neutered. I say I'm removing from positions of power and authority. I never live into politics or have appointed gatekeeper positions. What we do is we corral them into, herd them into a kosher slaughterhouse and tell them they can breed themselves off this planet or we'll turn them into soiled green fertilizer.
Well, you know,
Hildebeest, we don't need another Jewish homosexual up there either. This is insanity.
Oh, I agree with you there. Well, you know, that the whole entire homosexual agenda has been long ago planned. It's part of the communists' plan to destroy. Well, it's the same Bolshevik plan that they did to Germany. They promoted pornography, and homosexuality is making it normal. Read the 10 planks and read the goals of the communists. They want to destroy us by destroying our culture. That's what neo-Marxism is about. When they realized, when Gramsci and Horkheimer and all of the rest realized that the workers of the world cared more about their country and standing up for their nation What they did was they infected the culture. Now they go for all of these little groups that they feel oppressed, and they turn them into the poster child of the moment. We see these social justice warriors that, like a cancer, feminism, campus feminism, what they've done to our universities. You know, and it started, I remember when I was a kid in school taking social studies. That's Marxism. It was subtle back then, but anything, you know, I've noticed that anything with the name studies on the end of it has been promoted and written by these Marxists. It's insane. It's well, literally, when you go through this indoctrination, you become mentally ill.
Well, Tom, they've taken over by appointment. They've appointed all their friends into gatekeeper positions. That's what's happened.
Yes, yes.
And I personally saw a lot of professors being taken out of the college arena, the university arena, and mm-hmm. then they started taking over there. Well, Henry Kissinger's behind that nonsense. That's all his little thinking minion.
Kissinger, Rockefeller, Gates.
That's right.
The Tax Exempt Foundation. Month, Charlotte Isherbeat exposed a lot of that, you know.
Last month, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the USS Forrestal had another anniversary, and there were 134 men that were killed on that stunt
when McCain almost blew up the Forrestal?
Yeah, when McCain, you know, the next damn day they had him on a helicopter getting him out of there. Should have hung his damn ass on the spot. Oh, we can't do that. You make him a martyr. No, you're not. Just like Anna Merkel over there in Germany. You're not going to make a martyr out of if you get rid of her. You'll make an example out of her, and that's what needs to happen. They need to burn her ass out and do her away. Do all of them who are in positions. People in Greece. I hope people in Greece hear this right here. Nobody knows this. It's not well known. But Papandreou, who was when he was a puppet put in place of Greece, he was there to destroy Greece monetarily. He put him in so much debt that he got the hell out of there. Well, Papandreou, and this isn't well known, happens to be Jewish.
Yeah.
So he needs to have his house surrounded and burn it down. I'm tired. These people are destroying this world, and they're the one tribe. I mean, what nice human being in this world? Walking this earth would ever want to be a Jew?
Well, you know, look, this is how I look at it, and I try and be fair and reasonable in all things,
and
this is why. But you know, hear me out here. I look at the Jewish people, most Jewish people. I look at them as very similar. They were the test subject of what they've done now to entire nations. I know a lot of, and I know that, you know, a lot of people may disagree with me that listen to this network. I know a lot of Jews who stand against Zionism and stand against the Talmud, stand against all of these things too. What we have to understand is that people are people. However, the hierarchy of these ideologies, whether it be Freemasonry, whether it be Orthodox Judaism, whether it be Roman Catholicism, whether it be all of these isms, I don't discriminate, and I don't single any one people out, because I've seen in all people the ability to come up out of this Babylonian satanic whatever it is that you want to call it. And I try as hard as it is, because I'm a Christian, I try not to judge an individual for the sins of a hierarchy. And it's a very hard line to walk. It's a very difficult, way. But I look at the Jewish people very much like I look at now the American people as a whole. Look at most Americans. Most Americans have absolutely no idea that they're communists. And those who support this revenue generation, the environmentalism. Zoning, all of these things. These things come from these are communist concepts or commune fascist or communitarian concepts. So, you know, I look at the people in general as being controlled by these matrixes, these political / religious matrixes, you know, like the Pharisees. I don't blame all of the people that the Pharisees indoctrinated. I blame the Pharisees. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's a good excuse to give everybody, but you know what? I hold everybody responsible for their own behavior, so I do profile, and I do hold responsible people responsible.
Well, that's
fine. And if you're Jewish, I want nothing to do with you. Your behaviors and your attitudes precede you. If you want to remain Jewish, that's the way I look at it. If you want to get the hell out of being Jewish, and I know a few of them down in the Bronx.
Oh, I think I understand.
I want nothing else to do with them. They're no longer Jews. They don't call themselves Jews or anything. But you know what? You keep calling yourself a Jew. I'm sorry. I'm done with you. I've had enough. And as far as all this unemployment goes out here with everything that's going on, all you got to do is bring back slavery, and everybody will have a job, three meals a day, a roof over your head, a 60-inch TV screen to watch sports on for the weekend, and everybody will be happy. I mean, you will have crime rate will go down to practically nothing. The only other method I know of that'll work is simply make coon season year round.
Yeah, I understand how you feel. You know, I can't blame you because
when you say about these communist things about when I buy into a community and that doesn't make any difference what tribe you're talking about, because everybody has their own tribes and they all want to kind of live among their own people. Okay,
yeah.
About 20% of all your tribes out there are great people. You don't have a problem with them. I've got 25 years of computers. I've worked with a lot of different types of people. And the top 20% are really nice, good people. The next 30% below them are trying to get to the top 20%. But the bottom half ain't worth a freaking flying... you know
what? I have to admit one thing. Every time I trust one, I've found that I've ended up regretting it. And, you know, I hate to say it, but one of them that I trusted for a few years, and co-hosted with, and in the end, I had my own possessions stolen, seized from me. And I'm not going to get into the story on the air because it's one of those. I don't share drama on the air, but when
break it loose, get the drama out. Let's talk about this.
Well,
let's identify those people who are like that. You know, you don't need to put a name to them, but their behaviors. That's what I'm trying to get to, is people's behaviors. Where our influences determine our beliefs, and our beliefs determine our behaviors.
I guess you could say once always, huh? Once always, huh?
Well, you know what? There's some good people at the top who've made some damn mistakes and turned their lives around, you know? You always give them a chance to get that done, but you give people one shot at it.
Yeah.
If they can't make it that one shot, then you say, you need to find somebody else to give you another shot, because I'm done.
Yeah.
Enough's enough. And I'm saying that when you go into a community, any community you want, any tribe has its own community, they want to live among their own people, and they want to protect what they've earned as their property. Your properties will not go up in value if you start moving in Muslims and blacks and all kinds of other riffraff that comes in there. It's going to destroy what you've got. I see it happen every time. And
I see that too.
I am in agreement with communities living among themselves. And I'll be the first to help the other 30% that want to try to get to the top 20. I'll help them out. I'll give
you know, back in the days of Philadelphia, my grandfather's years, the Irish had their own neighborhood. Of course, they intermingled with the Germans a little bit. The Irish Germans had their own neighborhood. The Italians had their own neighborhood. The blacks had their own neighborhood, and Chinese, they all stuck to their own people. And I go back to Muhammad Ali. I don't know if you happen to see the clip where he was on with a British interviewer, and the man was like, "Oh, I feel sorry for your outlook in life. It's, you know, it's so backwards." And Muhammad Ali said to him, "I said, wait a minute. I follow nature. Bluebirds want to hang with bluebirds." And you know what I mean? It's just, why am I going to go against nature? You want to be with your own. You want your child to look like you. You want them to understand you culturally. And, you know, I have no problem with that. I actually admire Muhammad Ali for saying that. Anyway, we gotta go to a break, brother. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over,
and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens had to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown. Truly, I did my due diligence because it's my dedication. Duty. Oh, bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome to a ton of money. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
Oh, that would be grand.
Only if you would see my friend.
But first, you must understand.
They pathologically pretend.
Hoping to get you on the ship and then persuade you to agree with them.
And that's it, man. It'll never cease to end.
Perpetual conflict.
Free again.
Indeed, you could take the shackles off.
But have you ever really been?
According to maritime admiralty law,
you never will be free, my friend.
If you fail to reclaim your tax money, they freely spend on wars that never seem to end. United States is not a country, but a corporation contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate. Your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your respective state, not a citizen of the U.S. domiciled in Washington, D.C. Oh, yes. Prior to 1921, upon arrival, the birth of babies was recorded in the family Bible. But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles, so they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slaves' children, becoming a 14th Amendment citizen.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, Cruise Radio Broadcast, on RBN. Do we still have Mike with us?
Yes, he's still here.
Mike, I wanted to say something. You know, I was sitting and thinking on the break. I want to be clear with my audience so that they understand where I'm coming from. No more do I want to be considered in any way, shape, or form a Talmudic sympathizer than a communist sympathizer, because I view the two as actually a manifestation of the same creation. What I'm trying to say is I'm a Christian, and as a Christian, I like to believe that in every heart of every creation of God, that there lies the ability to reject some of this evil. And I don't want to throw everyone down that pipeline who has been part of the indoctrination of this Babylonian culture, this satanic evil culture. So I suppose I try and be, to the best of my ability, I try and be Christian about it and try and give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And by doing so, I hope to at least earn the ability of their ear to share with them the things that I've learned. And I'm afraid that if I take too much of a hard line, some of the souls that I may have been able to help find their way back to a more honorable way of life, I may lose the ability to do so. So I hope that you understand that my leniency on some of them, that and it goes for the same Jews, Catholics, all of the ones that take part in this Babylonian ideology. I try and pull them out of that whore of Babylon, that evil that they've become a part of. Because I look at every little baby that's born into this world as being clean. And as they grow older, they're programmed. I see it in American universities. It's no different. I see these young minds literally being stolen and being programmed with these evil cults. Now, Mike, I want you to hold on the line so that you can respond. We are going into another short break. I do like to play Payday Monsanto's music out a little bit, but we've run into another break. Guys, hang on the line, Mike in South Carolina and Mike in Kentucky. We will be right back. Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
End of the night, end of the night.
Back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Mike, you're still on the line. I hope the other Mike in Kentucky is still on the line. You hang on there, second Mike. First Mike, you heard what I said the last clip. I'm always in a struggle because I want to follow the tenets of my faith, which, of course, I assume, you know, to turn the other cheek, and then you know, you only have two cheeks. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not fooling myself. This ideology, this Talmudism, along with Sharia and these other ideologies, they're poison. They're venomous. Anyone that embraces them, has been poisoned and needs to come up out of it. So I understand what you're saying. At the same time, I want to try and pull as many people out of that, because I believe that once they have discarded that satanic ideology, that there's hope for every human being. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a little too bit optimistic.
You might want to look very carefully, but you've got four cheeks, and it just depends on how you approach the subject. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and your idea is a soft approach, which is your choice, and from a religious standpoint, that's fine. The praying, all that stuff, but you know, as far as religion is concerned, I think what I do is religion is just defined as inviting your friends to bring their gods to a big round table.
You all
sit down side by side, shoulder to shoulder, where you can start texting each other and emailing and twittering and arguing and fighting over which one of your gods has the biggest dick.
Well, I understand how you feel.
Do you?
I do. And like you respect my my position, I respect yours. I don't follow a controlled church or organization. I do follow a kind of school of thought, and the school of thought that I follow is Protestantism. And if you read some of the Protestant fathers, like The Jews and Their Lies is a good book that was written by one of the Protestant fathers, you know, it were these individuals who truly followed the tenets of Christianity to the letter, who were the biggest exposers of the satanic ideology called Talmudism. As a matter of fact, it was they who, when they discovered what was in the Talmud, many of these Protestant leaders had them ejected from their countries. So, you know, I get what you're saying. I don't fully agree with you.
With two good thoughts, okay? Uh-huh. And we've had a good discussion tonight.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to suggest that every political position in this country, whether it's federal, state, or local, has a recall put on every position, where if we have to, we can reach our arms out and grab a hold of their collars and say, you're about ready to come to a Go to Jesus meeting. You better get yourself ready for it. And the second thought is this. Let's do away with all parties, every one of them. And
have I agree with you there.
We have one party called the American Do Right Party, and you do what's right for America. You do what's right for America's citizens and its people, and yep, whatever's left over, you can share it with anybody else except Israel.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there, too, because...
And that's what's our whole problem. Our two problems in our country is that politics and religion, you make a decision without those two being in there, and you make a better decision.
Well, you know, like I said, I agree with you, but then again, I also see that, you know, I'm one of those, you know, I'm a historian, and I can go back to historical precedent that states this was a Christian nation for a reason. And that wasn't because everybody was Christian or all our founding fathers were Christian. It had nothing to do with that. It was the foundation of law. And one of these foundations, one of the main tenets that we have escaped from are that those who seek a direct opposition to the faith of Christianity were not to be allowed in the country. And those leading at the very top, of anti-Christian attacks were those who embraced the Talmud. And Benjamin Franklin at the Constitutional Convention was noted as saying, if we do not exclude these people from the constitutional protections, if we do not prevent them, they will in 200 years' time take over this nation and they will curse our names. Well,
this country was bought out from underneath itself, Tommy. It was bought, okay, by the Federal Reserve's money that overprinted itself. Every politician out there was bought. That's how they got a hold of the control of this country. That's plain and simple. That's already a done deal, okay? But you're not gonna. You're simply not going to get America back until you get Israel out of America. That's flat out.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
The enforcement of laws is what's caused this country to go straight to hell, okay? We can't take in criminals into the country. That's not what this country is all about. But I will tell you, too, that unless it gets stopped, and it's very easy when Trump says you can put a wall up. There's all kinds of walls you can put up, okay?
Yes,
you
that's
can put
right.
Up one, you can put the militia or whoever, the state... what do they call them? The state military.
You put National Guard.
Yeah, put them every 200 yards all the way up and down 1,800 feet, 1,800 miles, and give them a pizza and a six pack and a TV to watch, and you'll be just fine. Okay?
Yep.
Nobody got anything comes across there.
No wall needed.
No wall needed.
I happen to agree with you there, brother.
Hey,
I do.
Thank you very much for your time. Enjoyed it. Keep up the good work. And
thank you, brother.
We'll be back later. Adios, amigo.
Adios, brother. Mike in Kentucky, you're on.
Well, I originally called in last hour. You were talking about the how long they've been talking about 6 million, 6 million.
Oh yeah,
Jews, da da da, 6 million starved to death
since the 1800s. They were talking.
I know it, and it's what's kind of spooky is that it could end up being a self-fulfilling prophecy because there's about 6 million Jews getting very close to that in the state of Israel incorporated,
yeah.
And so. I've heard some people talking about the, quote, end times and all that sort of stuff, and some scriptures mm-hmm. in the Bible that talks about how the flesh melts off of the bones and da-da-da.
Oh, yeah, they're about to get it.
Well, what they're pointing to is saying, oh, this would not be possible until these last days where we have nuclear weapons, and so what would it take, about maybe 3 or 4 nukes from Tel Aviv through to the different towns of Judea?
Yeah.
To vaporize and disappear, actually, this time, 6 million Jews. Now,
I'm
not calling for that.
Oh, I'm not either, but it's been prophesied, though.
What would that do to all these dispensational evangelical Christians who I don't understand why, what's wrong with their mind that they want to actually build a third temple and restart animal sacrifices on Temple Mount. The Jews can't set foot on Temple Mount because they're ritually defiled, and until a temple is rebuilt, they're not allowed to set foot on the Temple Mount. So it's kind of circular logic.
Well, those that people call the temple over there in Israel anyway, you know. My personal belief is that it is a Roman fort called Fort Antonia. I don't even believe that it's a temple mount.
Wall is not part of the original temple.
No, it's a Roman fort. And it says in the Bible, if you believe the Bible.
Coins underneath of it that are dated to after the 70 AD Day of Judgment.
If you believe the Bible, it said that the temple was destroyed. Not one stone would be left upon another. So here's the thing. These Christians that profess to be Christians find themselves in Israel genuflecting in front of a piece of stone, which is an idol. It's not God, and it certainly
and sometimes
isn't.
Sometimes they get spit on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's perplexing to me when I see this happen. And just about every American politician, I see a picture of them standing at this Roman fort, genuflecting in front of the Roman fort as if it
wearing
were
a yarmulke.
Yeah, as if it were some sort of holy relic. And I don't believe in relics. I don't believe in idols and putting your belief and your faith in inanimate objects as if they were, I believe in following a doctrine of a man named Jesus Christ. And the reason that I believe in following his doctrine is because he went in there and he cracked a whoop on the asses of the Pharisees and put them right in their place. And it's one of the reasons, yeah, it's one of the reasons why I admire Jesus Christ so much, is because he walked in there and called them out for who they were.
let's call him by his name, because one of the things that Hebrews did, the Hebrews actually used their language, their inside knowledge of the language to insult people with puns.
Yeah.
To this day, the rabbis have a bad pun for his name, and they leave off the ah at the end, which leaves that in Hebrew being Yesha, which means his name is blotted out. They call him Yeshu. And it's in the Hebrew.
Yes, yes.
Mel Gibson brought this out in the Passion of Christ, where he had it all in Aramaic and Hebrew. Where even Mother Mary calls him Yeshua.
Yes.
If you leave off the ah at the end, it means his name be blotted out. Now, Jesus in the Latin, if you look that up in Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, means the war horse. About 4 or 5 years ago, we had a movie come out at Christmas called The War Horse. And what has America become? America has become the war horse for the Israelis and the Rothschild Banking Syndicate.
Yes.
Made us into Jesus.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you corrected me on that, because I've been, just like many other people, programmed with a false
you know, false version of some things. And we're always fighting to try and correct this amongst ourselves. You know, I never stop learning, and I never stop being corrected.
There was no J.
Yeshua.
Yeah, there was no J for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Jehovah is, you know, it was pronounced with a J. Yaqub, to this day, I met a guy who was a exiled Lebanese Christian. I think he was Lebanese or, what's the other country? Maybe it was Lebanon. Anyway, his name was Yaqub, which is the way you pronounce Jacob in their language. And that's, their language still preserves that. No, you know, and of course, we're dealing with, and I hate to say it, you know, a lot of people say that God will preserve his word and all this sort of stuff. We've got two compound problems with trying to understand the scriptures. First, that we're not taught the context. The cultural context is missing in a lot of people's teachings on it.
Yes.
And we're dealing with folks that are trying to strain the brain to understand 1600s English, which had a limited vocabulary. So when it talks about the end of the world, or is that the end of the age, or the end of the eon? There's all these. You really do have to get a Strong's concordance and figure out which passage is talking about a time of the end. You know, and I don't think the Bible talks about an end of time anywhere specifically.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, and I also believe that first of all, that God's word is not just recorded in pages, that there's a certain part of it that when you are on the proper path is revealed to you, and if you're not, it's just simply, to be quite honest, not.
Yeah, I think you got to be careful who you tell it to, because sometimes you're casting your pearls before swine, and they'll turn on you.
Yeah.
What it says is this: you know, be careful. You don't. You know, these things that you have struggled to get and work through, studied to show thyself approved, and divided the word until you understand it, you have to be careful who you reveal that to, because they'll turn on you and use it against you.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, you know, that's the way the world turns on a lot of people of faith. It warns you that, too. You'll be persecuted.
Yeah, I have told a couple of my friends just recently. They've asked me, you know, is God punishing us because, you know, it seems like, you know, we turn around and we get blasted. And I said, where does it ever promise you a rose garden? It says that we'll be persecuted for his namesake.
It can be punishing, but it can also be trying your faith.
Yes.
You're being, purified by this test of faith, or I can't remember the scripture. All of a sudden, it talks about being not seared by the fire, but you know, when you temper a steel blade to make it stronger, you know, it does take some heat.
So
I think there's some passages that allude to that. So punishment, judgment is what we need to avoid, and I think a lot of people need to look at the time statements in the New Testament and come to an understanding that those people in that day had to be able to make use of these teachings. And for them to be told that this is at hand repeatedly, and the disciples themselves were told not to waste their time in some of these towns, dust your feet off and go on.
Yes.
You know, and so don't waste your time with, you know, arguing with fools or whatever. And he went on further to say, look, you're not going to finish going through all the towns of Judea before the Son of Man comes. And what happened in that generation by Hebrews 3, a reference to the wandering in the wilderness of 40 years, within 40 years of his crucifixion, not one stone was left upon another.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the old covenant. Now, I don't necessarily believe in replacement theology, but you know, a lot of people are.
Well, that's a clever term for the truth.
Well, the king, he is in his kingdom, and his kingdom has no end.
Yes.
Now, you can be grafted in. Jews could accept him as their Messiah.
Sure.
And we're coming to a time when it's going to be anti-Semitic to dare to suggest that John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, because they're all still waiting for Elijah. They set a cup on their table for Elijah.
Well, Talmudic law, and this is one of the things why I stand so vehemently opposed to Talmudic law, and basically what they would like to have across the world is Talmudic courts of justice, where they decree Christianity to be idolatry, and idolatry, the punishment for that is death by decapitation. People don't realize how severe and how much these people believe in this, and every one of these people that we allow among us, and we allow in government, we allow around us to surround us, we are literally being surrounded by in my opinion, a satanic army.
Well, Paul says, why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? In a whole chapter where he's talking Corinthians, he's writing to the Corinthians, and he says, look, why do you do this? Why do I do this? Why do we do this? You, I, we, me. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, he goes, what else do they do? Like another group that's not part of the Christians. What else do they do that are baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? And the Mormons took that and said, oh, yeah, this is bad. We need to practice baptism for the dead. So, I mean, we've got it. We got true Christianity has so many attacks against
spinoffs.
Huh?
So they're little spinoffs. You know, they take it and well, you know, a lot of it's happened throughout history. It's why I kind of go back to the Protestant founders and some of their writings, because they were some of the people that exposed some of these. They're basically Satanists, to performing all sorts of twisted rituals, and kicked them out of their lands, kicked them out of their countries once they exposed what was in the Talmud. The Talmud is the most vile, evil writings that I've ever had the displeasure of reading. Yet these dispensationalists, these evangelicals, it blows my mind how they could profess to believe in anything remotely related to what I believe in, and put this forward as, you know, we should be supporting Israel and we'll be blessed if we bless them. And they take all of these things and twist them so badly out of context that our last caller, I don't blame him for, I mean, I understand why people completely reject all of religion. And another one of these things that, again, has come from these people, they get people to believe in a version of what they should be believing in, a version, but it twisted and distorted.
Well, I think it's the Bible puts it at ever learning and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. And in Revelation 9, if these be the last days, who are the Jews that say they are Jews but are not, and what is the strong delusion? If you're one of these evangelical dispensationalists that is stuck on this is the last days, these are the last days, then you need to be able to point this out, or you are deluded.
Yes, you know, yes, and they are bringing it to pass. They're bringing this
logical conundrum.
Right.
Every Christian needs to answer that for themselves. If you believe that these are the last days, then you need to be able to identify which Jews are of the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
Because this is, you know, there's Jews that are say they are Jews, but they are not. And there's a strong delusion in the last days, so you got to figure that out for yourself. Because I don't think the preachers in the churches and the 501c3 corporations—they're not
talking
about
this
at all.
No, they'll never tell you, and you'll never hear it.
There's a lot of churches that are hanging the banner of the flag of the state of Israel incorporated.
I know.
You cannot
the Rothschild Red Shield Roman Shield Star of Remphan. Yep. Gotcha.
How can you serve two masters? How can you hang the American flag there and the Israeli flag and the cross and pretend that you're serving Yeshua? I mean, or
they're just part of the one world faith that's coming into being now.
Islam or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Well, you know,
I lean on my faith, and you know, I know that a lot of our listeners are atheists, and they don't believe, and I respect everyone. You know, I believe in many of the founding tenets of this republic, and you know, I believe, I respect everyone for their own position. This is the path that I have chosen. The path that I have chosen is that of the true faith. I believe what I believe is the true faith, and it is the one faith that seemingly, and I say, you know, I stand apart from many Christians. I don't believe they're Christian at all. The more bombs for Jesus Christians, the neocon fake Christians that can bomb women and children and commit murder in the name of Jesus. God, get the heck out of here. I mean, it's insane.
When there is no peace.
No.
Peace when there is no peace. That's another one. But the Declaration of Independence originally included a condemnation of the slave trade that King George was promoting. But beyond King George, there was a lot of Jewish promotion of the slave trade. The slave markets were closed throughout the Americas on Jewish holidays, if that doesn't tell you something about who was running it.
Well, we have the ship manifests, and they were all owned by, I mean, the majority of them were owned by Jews. That's just a matter of historical fact.
Jews fought for the South in the war against between the states from Charleston, yeah. South Carolina. They fought for the South because they wanted to preserve their investments. And they're now demonizing the United States in the War of 1812. And Francis Scott Key wrote, we don't sing the whole national anthem because of that verse that talks about the mercenaries. And they, you know, all this stuff about this football player that wouldn't stand to the national anthem. He is being berated over that. And of course, there's articles being written about how right he is because he's, the national anthem is a celebration of racism and slavery. Well, the generation in which that was written, Francis Scott Key penned that at Fort McHenry, and there was certainly living memory that knew that the Hessians and mercenaries that the Crown had hired had came in here to rout the colonists that were trying to start a new country and get out from underneath the tyrant, King George. Yep. So the context of that is entirely appropriate, that they were celebrating the death of slaves and mercenaries in that verse. And nobody sings that verse anymore. And because they don't understand the history and the context that it was written in, they're condemning it as racist and promoting slavery. So,
fools they are, fools they are.
Well, they don't want to know. They, you know, it's deliberate ignorance, and they're being manipulated by this. I have to say it: the whole of the media is somehow controlled. I mean, I've offered scoops to reporters on stories that they should have jumped on and ran with, and you know, the likes of Russell Tice and William Snowden and stuff. I could have broke the story nationally 14 years ago, but over the years, several times, even when it affected other people in the media, the reporters are like, well, we can't help you with this story, we can't help you with this story. But they are going after independent media, and you know, this losing of the RBN 800 number by this phone company, the timing of it certainly seems a little bit weird, you know.
Yeah,
they're coming after a lot of local independent TV stations and media all over the country.
Yes, sir. So, well, we've run out of time, my brother, and I thank you for your call.
Please, thank you for taking my call.
Please call in again. And folks, go to resurrectorepublic.com if you believe in what we're doing here. Click on that PayPal, send us some love. For those of you who have donated, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Folks, we're taking a deep breath, and we're coming back again and again and again, telling the truth the way it was meant to be told. We'll be back next time with Ken Dost tomorrow night. Ken Dost, Mortgage Equals Copyright Derivative on Facebook. Excellent, excellent man. We'll see you next time. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.